News update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 27th of February, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, Manx sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and tonight, broadcast from politician David Collister's died at the age of 84. The Chief Minister's reaction to the UK government's Brexit trade talks, a prospective MLC slams Islamophobia, Jerby's buses will continue, is coronavirus hitting the holiday trade, and Douglas to Peel by rail. Really?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. First of May, Dolan Mercer.
First of May, the Manx government has welcomed the publication of the UK negotiating mandate for trade talks with the European Union. Chief Minister Howard Quayle's issued a statement in which he says there are no surprises for us in the UK's approach. He also says this is the start of what will undoubtedly be a complex negotiation, and that the Isle of Man government will continue to work to achieve the best possible outcome for the island. An MLC candidate says she's been subjected to racism and Islamophobia since announcing her running. Hafiza Hussain took to social media to highlight the comments she's received and thanked everyone who has since supported her. Former Manx Radio broadcaster and Timald member David Collister has died at the age of 84. He made his first appearance on Manx Radio as a guest in 1965 and went on to present Current Affairs programme Mandate for 17 years. Further afield, the UK Foreign Office has confirmed British tourists are among 130 hotel guests being allowed to leave a resort in Tenerife. They've been in quarantine there for days after an Italian man tested positive for coronavirus. Meanwhile, the economic impact of the virus is being felt on stock markets around the world. The FTSE 100 index of top companies has lost £152 billion of value in the past 4 days. Those are the headlines. More at 6. Mish Dolan Mercer, Manx Radio News.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Good morning, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning in operation in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Tonight on the island, dry with clear spells. A fresh westerly wind and brief ground frost before it turns cloudy overnight with rain towards dawn. On a strong south-southwesterly, the overnight low is 3. For Friday, Jahenya, cloudy and wet with a strong southeasterly turning southwesterly and easing during the afternoon. 9 degrees, top temperature, overnight minimum is 4. And Saturday, Jasan, a dry and bright start, then cloudy and showery. Oh dear, some heavy, some prolonged, some wintry over high ground. A gale-forced west-southwesterly wind all day long and 7 degrees. Sunset tonight, 9 minutes to 6. Low water, 2 minutes to 8 tonight. High water, 6 minutes to 2 a.m. Sunrise in the morning is at 10 past 7. Low water's at 10 past 8, and it's still officially winter until 3 weeks tomorrow, the 20th of March.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
Public Health Isle of Man says there have now been 14 concluded tests for coronavirus on the Isle of Man, but still no confirmed cases. As COVID-19 increasingly worms its way across Europe, what effect is that having on the travel industry? Are holidaymakers changing their habits? Dolan Mercer spoke to Jan Wozniak of Freedom Travel to get his thoughts.
It has raised a few questions, and we're updated all the time. We're updated from our accreditation, ABDA. We're updated from CAA. We're updated all the time. And also, we are updated through the government Commonwealth sites. Basically, what we can say and what we're seeing is that, I mean, China, by all accounts, as they say, it's peaked now. Concern is Italy and South Korea. This is only with what I'm reading.
Because we can see, can't we, in international news that it appears to be kind of moving closer to home, really. We're seeing more examples in Europe. You know, it's a feeling a more applicable problem, perhaps, for people here.
I think it should be, by all means, book your holiday, but you know that you've got the assurance that what ever happens, you'll be secured in the sense. One thing I must say, if you're going to book the holiday, and this is a must in case I forget it, is that when you book your holiday, you must make sure that you have your travel insurance booked as well. Within the time of booking, it is imperative that you do that. And that certainly will give you any cover, subject to the terms of your policy, etc., give you the cover required for the diagnosis, if any.
How common is it that clients of yours fall foul of not having travel insurance?
Well, we have been sort of had our ears to the ground, should I say, ever since the demise of Thomas Cook. I mean, insurance was one thing, although travel insurance doesn't cover a failure. It's the bondings with ABDA and CAA and, of course, your credit card. That's one of the things. And that's when if you book a holiday with your credit card, you don't even have to put the full amount, I believe, just put a small proportion. And that was giving security as well. The insurance is there. If, for instance, you were to fall ill prior to travel, then there is cover there. But it is paramount that you talk to your insurance provider and have that when you travel, whether it's a package holiday, whether it's a flight, whatever, you need to make sure the cover is in place.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
The Brexit process continues and the Isle of Man waits to see what will happen. The EU has announced its point of view regarding trade talks and the UK government has released a negotiating mandate for trade talks with the EU. Manx Radio's news editor Tim Glover has been at a briefing today to see exactly where we stand. And Tim, where do we stand?
Well, the Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, has welcomed the UK's mandate. It does include the Isle of Man and the Crown dependencies. And he also says that there are no surprises in the UK's approach. And he points out it's important to remember this is the start of what undoubtedly will be a complex negotiation. The UK government and its negotiators are clear about what is important to us and will continue to work to achieve the best possible outcome for the Isle of Man. Now, the Cabinet's Minister, Michael Gove, today said in the House of Commons that the UK would walk away from any negotiations unless there was broad agreement by June of this year. They'd rather walk away because it's all got to, of course, come in by the end of this transition period at the end of this year, 2020.
So the time is ticking. Do you get the impression the Isle of Man is reacting to see what the UK government, or do they have a fallback position themselves?
No, the Isle of Man is being represented in this by the UK government, and the Isle of Man have made the UK government aware of what's important to the Isle of Man, as have indeed Jersey and Guernsey. Some red lines on both sides, it's important to point out. For the UK, they want no EU court involvement, no EU regulation. They would walk away if that was imposed on them. That is a red line. And for the EU, it's all about a level playing field. Now, what I mean by that is if a company in the UK is making parts and a company in the EU is making parts, but the company in the UK is undercutting by paying, I don't know, for child labour or something, or is infringing on climate change regulation, they would say that's not a level playing field. And they're very keen that the UK and the EU align on matters like that. UK will, of course, point to world standards.
When's this got to be wrapped up by?
By June, according to Michael Gove today, the UK government would rather walk away. It's a bit of sabre-rattling, I guess, just to try and get the EU to see that the UK does mean business about walking away unless we can reach a broad overall agreement.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bamacree left Heysham just after 2 o'clock this afternoon, arriving any moment now in Douglas, discharging and spinning round, heading off at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham half past 11. The overnight boat looks to be safe. Everything is fine for the next few days. The Bamacree, the only vessel on duty, the Fastcraft Mananum, resumes her seasonal services next month, then to Liverpool, March 27th, first sailing of the year to Dublin, the day after, March 28th, and she heads for Belfast on April the 8th.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
20 to 6 on Manx Radio. This is Update. Stepping into the public limelight has reportedly seen one woman subjected to a torrent of racism and Islamophobia. Hafiza Hussain's running for a position on the Legislative Council. Three MLCs bidding to retain their seats in the election are Tim Crookall, Bill Henderson and Kerry Sharp. The other candidates are Danielle Bell, Peter Greenhill, Michelle Haywood, Carol Lillywhite, Robert Mercer and Zad Mia. Ms. Hussain's lived on the island since she was 8 years old and says standing in for the position in the council, it's the first time she's been exposed to this kind of abuse. Speaking to Manx Radio, she says the experience has been horrible, but it hasn't swayed her.
The first instance of it was on the very reliable Manx Forums webpage and on things like IOM Today, where there's just been there's a post on Manx Forums which is literally just titled "Muslim running for MLC," which is kind of the thing that brought awareness to it. And when that happened, and I found out about that, it was horrible reading some of the comments that were there, and some of the judgments that were made that I'm not suitable for the position because of my beliefs or because of my faith or because I wasn't born on the Isle of Man, even though I've lived here since I was 8. And that was really, really hurtful. But I guess with it being online, you just kind of, like, it's not really reflective of the community, and I just didn't want to deal with it, and I just pushed that aside. And then, you know, I started to get messages more directed at me on, like, my personal social media, which initially prompted me to close everything and make it all private. That's changed because I am standing for a public position, and if members of the public want to contact me, that's absolutely fine. And I think that on Tuesday when I wrote the thread, it was because I'd experienced something, another thing in person, where there was a group of people that said some stuff that probably can't be repeated on radio. It was a lot of swearing and basically around the fact that Muslims are everywhere and they shouldn't be here and shouldn't be running for or standing for something like Legislative Council, which then prompted me to go to my place of work and just kind of break down and think, I'm probably just going to pull my nomination out and, you know, just pull away from everything. And don't think that would have been the right decision because I do think I'd be good at the role. So I want to keep going.
Manx Radio's Update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Earlier today, we had the sad news of the passing of the former Manx Radio broadcaster and politician David Collister. He was best known for presenting programmes like Mandate, Man in Line and Kelly's Eye. He also collaborated on a number of shows with the broadcaster and journalist Terry Kringle. Terry's been paying tribute to his friend and colleague and started by recalling a humorous Christmas programme he and David presented with a splendidly quirky name.
We had to ask permission to use the word farts, because we became known to the great Manx Isle of Man audience as two old farts. Not necessarily in the night, two old farts at Christmas. That was the thing. And we were two good buddies, and we had a lot in common. And the broadcasting we used to do, he was cleverer than me. He knew more about music, and I just talked nonsense off the top of my head, while he taught something which was a little more intelligent and also, you know, organized. And he had plenty of music in stock. He liked his music. I think everybody did. And that's how we got along. Yeah, two old farts. Now there's only one old fart.
And what about his versatility as a broadcaster? Because you talk about two old farts and music, but he was very good on the politics and the current affairs side of things as well.
Oh, yes. When it came to serious broadcasting, yes, he knew his stuff and he could broadcast about anything. As you say, politics, Tynwald, House of Keys, and he knew what was going on and he knew how to present it in a civilised and easily understood manner. That was because he thought it was important that this was transmitted to people what politics really meant and how important they were, and how our politicians had to be just watched a little bit. Put a word in here for Anne. She'll know how I feel. And I have to say that she used to make the most beautiful marmalade, homemade marmalade. I love homemade food, and especially homemade marmalade. And hers was the very best. And I was always bothering DC to get me some. Don't eat it all yourself. But it was hard come by.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
5:45 on Manx Radio. Kelton Manx says recognition awards will benefit 20 local causes. Celta Manx operates the sports betting brand SBO Bet and is in its sixth year of running the event. It's raised more than £1 million since the initiative began. Nearly 100 applications have been received from local organisations which aim to transform people's lives. Through the scheme, the business invests in the community, helping fund lower profile charities and non-profit organisations with limited facilities, develop their services and provide better outcomes. The executive director of Celta Manx, Bill Mummery, says the awards give something back to the Isle of Man. Asda's owners put itself up for sale to they want to sell a majority stake in Asda less than a year after UK regulators blocked the supermarket's merger with Sainsbury's. Walmart, the American giant retail outfit, says it was talking to a small number of interested parties following inbound interest in the UK's third largest supermarket chain. Yesterday, the company also said an IPO, an initial public offering, is an attractive long-term objective for Asda, with the gross valued at £5 billion. Sterling. Walmart purchased the Yorkshire-based Asda, former Associated Dairies, in 1999, but the companies faced increased competition from low-priced competitors Aldi and Lidl.
WiMAX. Technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed sharply lower as the rapid spread of coronavirus weighed heavy on market sentiment. US markets are reeling again after the US reported its first coronavirus case. Oil prices fell for a fifth day to their lowest since January 2019 as a growing number of new coronavirus cases outside of China fueled fears of a pandemic. Gold prices rose as the rapid spread of COVID-19 outside China fueled demand for safe haven assets. In corporate news, IAG, EasyJet and TUI were amongst the biggest fallers as market traders moved to price in the near-term hit to travel. WPP, the advertising agent, was sharply lower after they posted a decline in full-year pre-tax profits and forecast flat organic growth. Barclays was another notable faller, registering some of the biggest trading volumes. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was down 3.5% at 6,796. The DAX in Frankfurt down 3% at 12,367. At 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones was down 2% at 26,468. The NASDAQ tech stocks down 2.5% at 8,750. In Chicago, the S&P 500 down 2% at 3,045. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, 28.7 cents, and €1, 17.29 cents. In commodities, gold up 0.33% at $1,650 an ounce, and Brent crude down 3% at $51.89 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsay Crookall. Ramsay Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsay Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramsaycrookall.com. Ramsay Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
11 minutes to 6, the Department of Infrastructure on the Isle of Man's backtracked on plans to cut bus services in Jerby after pressure by the local community and MHKs. It had proposed to scrap a number of scheduled journeys from the village, a move which was met with anger by Jerby residents. Air and Michael MHKs, Alfred Cannon and Tim Baker, met infrastructure bosses this week to discuss their disappointment with the planned alterations. As a result, the DOI has now agreed to introduce a minibus flexi service, which will operate at regular times and won't require booking in advance. Mr. Baker told our local Democracy reporter Ewan Gorn, both he and Mr. Cannon are pleased that the DOI saw sense.
What was proposed was very, very unacceptable from the constituency point of view, and we were both surprised and disappointed when we learned about the extent of the changes, and very pleased with where we've ended up. The feedback has been listened to because it was so important. The bus service in the Derby area is really key. Constituents, they need the ability to plan their lives and to know that there's going to be a decent bus service. That's where I believe we've ended up.
What had been proposed was getting a strong reaction from the Derby community, wasn't it?
Absolutely. The voice was loud and clear, and it was very consistent that what was being proposed wasn't acceptable, that it increased isolation in Derby, that it made people conducting their day-to-day lives very, very difficult, and didn't recognise the reality of people's lives, where these journeys are journeys of necessity, connecting Derby in to the Ramsey in particular, but the rest of the north of the island. The service levels, particularly on non-school days and in the middle of the day, were particularly poor, as originally proposed by the department, and that quite rightly got a lot of anger locally from people who feel as though their views, as expressed only a few months ago to myself and Mr. Cannon and in the public meeting, hadn't been listened to, and that the changes at the time that we'd got the department to agree had been reneged on by the department.
Do you think they'd be worried about changes again happening later down the line? Because it seems to be, you know, this is demand driven. That's how Bus Vannen are looking at it, and ways of cutting costs is by cutting the services that are used the least.
Well, I think that is a legitimate concern, but I think that the response of the department, in the light of the pressure that Mr. Cannon and I have brought to bear, actually shows that we have been listened to and that the community has been responded to. And actually there's a recognition that these bus services are about far more than just commercial operation of a bus service, and actually there's a big social inclusion aspect to it. That is the key point. You know, we're all very familiar with issues around health and isolation and mental health. These sort of services are essential to actually prevent those sort of issues. You know, people need to be connected.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster by Tim Glover.
The organisation backing a bid to bring a higher level of football to the Isle of Man has been launched today. Sporting Club Isle of Man says it's been established to boost the island's presence within the top echelons of any team sport, building on the successes already achieved by individuals. Its first team, FC Isle of Man, is already in place. The club will enter the North West Counties Football League, that's the 10th tier of English football, for the 2020-21 season. A statement from Sporting Club Isle of Man says it's also in the process of establishing a men's and women's team from another sport, with further details due to be announced in the week beginning Monday the 9th of March. The intention is for SC Isle of Man to be owned by the community through an annual subscription or membership scheme, which will be open from Tuesday the 31st of March. Further afield, and Wolves will be confident of progressing through to the next round of the Europa League when they face Espanyol this evening. They have a 4-0 lead from the first leg at Molineux. Arsenal have a 1-0 advantage over Olympiacos, while Manchester United's away goal could prove crucial in their tie with Club Bruges. They're level at 1-1 ahead of the match at Old Trafford. And it's the same aggregate score in the clash between Celtic and FC Copenhagen at Parkhead.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
7 minutes to six, the 5 past 5 BA to London City left half an hour late. For the 5:35 flight to Dublin, left on time, and later departures for Manchester, Liverpool and Gatwick showing no problems at the moment. No problems on the Mountain Road, the Matrix signs indicating nothing ado there. On the roads, the Millennium Bridge closed from Parade Street roundabout to Southgate. It's a provisional closure tonight from 9 till 6 for flapgate maintenance. On the Douglas Road, Ballasalla, temporary two-way 24-hour signals for trenching work. The Renham Road in Glenmona's got a closure for resurfacing between Cornet Road and the railway crossing north of Ballaglaston. Ballakilferrick Road in Colby closed between Main Road, Colby and Ballakilowie Road for sewer lining and manhole refurb work. Mona Drive in Douglas is closed from Central Promenade to Empress Drive for water main replacement. Parking suspended there as well. And of course, the prom has got its own website, myprom.im, and everything is at manxradio.com for trains, planes, boats, buses, and rail.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Ansel Solutions, 670-145.
Should the Douglas to Peel railway line be reinstated? On the Man in Line today, we heard from one man who believes it should, Paul Quine, one of the brains behind a Facebook page arguing in favour of the Douglas to Peel railway line. I asked him when he set the page up and why.
About 4 years ago, Andy. In fairness, it was a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek reason for setting it up. However, I did want to highlight the importance of re-establishing the link between Douglas and Peel.
Okay, when did you first come up with this idea?
Oh, ever since I was a lad. Unfortunately, I was too young to get on the train to Peel. The line had closed just after I was born, and unfortunately, it was one of those sort of a bit of a romantic sort of thought, really, of seeing a train. Again, going through Crosby and onwards on towards St John's and Peel.
How many people are involved in the Facebook? How many followers are there?
About 500 or 600. Okay. I can't remember just off the top
of my
head.
And what's the tone of the contributions to it?
Well, we like to post, people are invited to post any recollections that they have. We have members who live in North America and Europe, and people who have emigrated from the UK who used to come over to the island on holiday. And readily recall being able to travel the island on rail.
Why do you think there's a future for putting the railway line back?
Well, basically, the number of cars on the island roads are not going to decrease. If we look at the west, with subsequent developments which have taken place over the last 20 years or so, the population's probably doubled and. From what I can see, seems certain to continue to increase, and serious infrastructure, a realization of serious infrastructure planning needs to be taken. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people on the island who stand for Keys don't really look at the wider picture with a coherent transport strategy. Around the island, things tend to be a lot more parochial, a lot more localised. But of course, some of the big hitters in Manx politics live along the line, including people like the Chief Minister.
Well, you'll hear this programme as a podcast. It's available via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker, and Spotify. All the details at manxradio.com. If you want to hear any of the stories again at manxradio.com, you can see them, you can read them as well. This is Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to our newsreader, Dolan Mercer. Producer Howard Kane tonight. I'm Andy Winton. Update is back tomorrow, Friday evening at 5:30. For the most comprehensive source of Manx news, remember, go to manxradio.com. You'll see Manx Radio videos, MTTV, Culture Bannon, Manx National Heritage. Follow us on Twitter, by the way, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. And we're also on Facebook. We're everywhere. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Shacklair with Bob Carswell is next.
Has been looking after local...